8-16-22. Could not be more thrilled than to be here with you, Stu Crew. Let's go.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and yes, all glory be to God Almighty.
Have you seen the brand new StuMerch.com? Get you some swag and support and advertise this platform of truth.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
All right. Take your seats, please. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is August 16th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, actress Anne Heche died abruptly last Friday when she was taken off life support following a car crash. At least that's the official story. Supposedly, Heche was rushed to the hospital in a coma, and her death was reportedly due to anoxic brain injury. In other words, she was brain dead. She supposedly suffered fatal head trauma at the immediate moment of the crash and was only kept on life support for possible organ donation. But would you look at this? Here's video footage shot from the air showing a woman, apparently Heche, ripping open the body bag covering her as firefighters whisk her into this ambulance. Play this back. Look at this. That woman is ripping open the body bag. What is that exactly? Many people remember Heche from her film and television roles ranging from Volcano to Men in Trees. Others might remember her as the former lesbian partner of Ellen DeGeneres or for her various mental health episodes. Heche once walked up to a fan's house wearing only a bra and shorts, high on ecstasy. And when deputies came to detain her, she claimed that she was God and she'd come to Earth to take everyone back to heaven in a spaceship. But there was another dimension to Anne Heche's life. Heche claimed to be a victim of severe sexual abuse growing up, and she also accused others of abuse in Hollywood. She was one of Harvey Weinstein's most notable accusers. Just before her death, she made a new movie, Girl in Room 13, about the world of underground sex trafficking. Now, suddenly Heche has died because her vehicle randomly went off-road at high speed, crashed into a house, and blew up. Look at this. Here she is again. This woman is ripping open that body bag. Hello? Well, the LAPD has already announced that it's ceasing all investigation of Heche's fatal crash. But somehow, as we saw in that clip, Heche went from fighting her way out of a body bag to being brain dead when she got to the hospital. So were these paramedics incompetent? Or is there another angle to the story here? We've had Erin Elizabeth on to discuss COVID several times, but she's been all over this story as well, and she joins us now. Erin Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. An honor to be here as always.
So, I mean, am I seeing things, or is this allegedly dead woman ripping open that body bag as she's being carted into that ambulance and rushed off to only God knows where?
There are so many, I've never seen this many arguments about somebody's death, let alone most subjects, as I have about Anne Heche. It's very strange. Now, some will argue that the body bag would be zipped, and this would be more of a burn. You know, you're using a burn covering, but nonetheless, even if they want to get into semantics. So if they want to call it, you know, you'll see some people that are saying, look, this is they'll cover her because she could be burned, yet her legs aren't covered, which look like they could have some burns. And also she's strapped down. And where is a neck brace? I do have EMTs, medical doctors, experts at this asking, you know, where there are definitely things missing. So even the ones who have, you know, seasoned veterans that have been doing this, firefighters, EMS, you know, that have been doing this 30 plus years, say there are some definite red flags. I mean, I'd say that just with that little clip of a video, to say the least, that she is, yeah, breaking through, and then they're kind of pushing her on in. And there are experts who have said they feel that they really just kind of shoved her in there. Why would they have her face covered in case they can't see what changes are happening? You know, what's happening with the, if she were not breathing, if she stopped breathing, anything, they couldn't see what was going on. So, but And not only that, but if we still don't know. So imagine if Britney Spears, God forbid, were to smash into a building and die. Can you imagine them saying we've just we've stopped all and there's no more investigation. We've
well, she hasn't accused anybody of raping little kids and drinking their blood in Hollywood either, which is the other part of this story. I mean, look,
right.
I like to talk about facts, you know, I mean, and then my basis of opinion just based on the facts that are around me. And the fact is, Heche just made this new movie, Girl in Room 13, about the underground sex trafficking world that dominates Hollywood. This is very Cappy-esque, isn't it?
It sure is. And it's the film is just to be released in a couple weeks, in September. And still will be, so they say, because now if they tried to stop it, then what would that look like? And I believe she would have been doing a lot of press junk.
Well, I mean, are we going to see the film as it was intended to be aired in its entirety? Or is this thing now going to be subject to manipulation and post-editing changes and content, you know, deletion? We don't have any idea, actually, because Anne Heche is dead, allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. And also she did the film in 2008 called Toxic Skies, which was about chemtrails. Literally, the whole film was just about chemtrails. And she was a doctor discovering that people had this virus and it was spreading and they were all sickened and dying and they couldn't stop the spread and there were quarantines all over from chemtrails. And it was the government, colluding with these big corporations to put it in the jet fuel with barium, aluminum. I mean, yeah, you know, so I'm surprised that they got away with that one. So, I mean, yeah, there are some other interesting things so some of the first responders went on record with their name on record that are in articles and named and quoted as saying that they had a whole conversation with her when they were rescuing her. So understandably, if it were Burns, then things could progress. But my real issue is that they made an official announcement across all of network news from, according to the reports, it said it was her PR team and her loved ones. The official statement was she is stable condition and expected to pull through and make a full recovery. Then they said, okay, she needs a surgery because of something with respiratory. Okay, no surprise. So they're going to do a surgery. And then suddenly now they're saying, well, she never regained consciousness after the accident. Well, then how did those first responders who are on record saying that they had whole conversations with her and are saying this with their names listed in the news, this is national mainstream, you know, MSM. So how do they have a conversation with her if that's the case? Also, and, you know, God love our firefighters and all that, but they're saying it was just real stubborn flames. So it took like 30, 40 minutes to get those flames out. Usually when you have somebody that is just I think the house was 800 square feet or so, and they're right in front of you, somehow they're going to try to work to get her out and not say, well, let's sit, you know, for 30, 40 minutes and put out the flames and then we'll get her out. You know, that none of that makes sense according to the experts with whom I've spoken, who are either experts in that arena.
And in the world of things like Neuralink, right? I mean, we're talking about the ability to use computer chips and self-assembling nanoparticles to be able to control people, control what they remember, control their dreams. You're only going to remember the positive ones. This is going to be great. It's just like you'll have nothing and never be happier, right? So none of that makes any sense. But in a world where we are now discovering microscopy experts are looking and seeing like self-assembling computer chips inside of, quote, vaccines, there's no question that transhumanism and controlling people and manipulating their brains is something that, you know, is the goal here. Well, so why is it so far reaching to discuss how cars are controlled? I mean, they do have OnStar in them and other communications that are hooked up to satellites. What's to say that bad actors couldn't get a hold of that and manipulate the braking system or the steering or the cruise control? Let's just set Anne's cruise at 120 miles an hour right now and disable the braking system. I mean, I'm saying that these things, even the most unplausible things, are now actually a possibility. And it's sick that we live in a world like that. But I'm not buying the fact that, A, Anne Heche just lost control of a vehicle and at high speeds crashed into a home. I think somebody probably gave her the ecstasy that put her on a fan's doorstep and said that she was there to bring everybody back to heaven via spaceship. This is what happens in Hollywood, along with MK4 Ultra mind control. It's a real thing. Will Smith has spoken out about this. I mean, why are we being labeled conspiracy theorists for asking questions and for clarity when, like you, as you pointed out, first responders are talking to her, having full conversations. She's ripping open a what appears to be body bag, but no, she died there on the scene.
Yeah, not only that, then she looks like what she's trying to do. I kept watching it in slow motion, and then a 4K, she's reaching down and trying to rip those ones off of her legs. Now, of course, there'll be those who say, well, she's in shock or it's adrenaline. But then why would they say she's in stable condition, making a full recovery? And especially to tell that to the world, if it were, if there were no hope. And then they say, well, she never regained consciousness after. Yeah, so there's so many inconsistencies. And also with the drugs. So a lot of people say, well, she's drunk and, you know, just she's a drunk and look what happened back in, you know, the time she walked up to the people's house, like things haven't happened with celebrities that have do a drug or given a drug. But so all they found were traces of cocaine, allegedly, or fentanyl, but they admit because by the time they took her blood, they were already allegedly giving her drugs to save her. So they don't know that when they did the drug testing, this is also in mainstream news with statements, not that I trust mainstream news, but I'm not like making this up, that they've authorities have explained they will later give a list, you know, of the tox report, because it could say fentanyl because of something they gave her, you know, that they put in her bloodstream when she came out of the accident. So although it was difficult to see that she had much set up, they had much set up for her immediately thereafter, except just had her covered. And we couldn't even see a neck brace. If you hit a 90 mile per hour, 100 mile per hour impact, that's what I saw most often experts saying as at the very least that there'd be a neck brace. I mean, we have NYU professors questioning this on their Substack that are currently at NYU. So, I think that there is a real issue here, and it's interesting to see people argue. But I think even the seasoned veteran reporters who were doing their usual, I lived in LA, I lived in West Hollywood 10 years down the street, actually from Anne Heche for some time. But, you know, when I would see the seasoned veterans that were saying reporting, and there's the helicopter, and they thought it was a male victim at first. So maybe she had short hair, they were mistaken. And they said, they didn't even know it's Anne Heche, but they said, okay, he's coming out. And then they said, whoa, they could not hide their shock. These seasoned veteran reporters that do this every day with the LA accidents, you know, usually with the helicopter views and maybe a side view. And even they could not hide their shock. You could hear the guys just, wow, I'd never seen anything like this. It was pretty, it was a telltale sign that something was not right here, and then nothing added up. And then suddenly they seemed pretty quick to want it. They just kept continually going on about the organ, harvesting her organs rather quickly, you know, where you might give it some time to see what's going to happen. But it appeared that they quickly wanted to get those organs donated and get her off life support. And I also thought it was strange, even though California definition of dead is brain dead, that they were announcing her dead like 7 days ago, and Wikipedia, not that you can trust them, put 7 days ago, when in fact they didn't take her off life support. And to me, that is when death would occur. They took her off Sunday night. So yeah, there's so many inconsistencies, and it's people are waking up, because you'll see people of all different political backgrounds or you know, ideologies that will agree that we don't know the real story here. And then for them to just quit investigating before they even can give an answer. And sure, she wasn't drunk. And the man she saw, she was buying a red wig, very strange too, almost like a disguise. He said she wasn't writing it. It wasn't talking in cursive. He said his phrase that he uses, if he's in LA, he's in Venice. He said, if he sees somebody who's drunk or high, she said she seemed very lucid and sober. So
yeah, well, here's the facts, and you'll acknowledge this as well. I mean, these people are trying to gaslight us into believing that what we're seeing with our eyes is not actually real. They've done it with COVID deaths. They've done it with shot vaccine injuries. They're doing it with chemtrails. They're doing it with human and child sex trafficking. They're doing it with elections. They're doing it with everything that we believed was real. It turns out that the world is just a big movie set at this time. I mean, not even the so-called fake illegitimate pedophile president is actually in the White House. They have a movie set where this guy is set up delivering stuff. But here's what you can't deny. The facts are that woman, allegedly Heche, on that stretcher, in that body bag, is not dead. That person is not dead, and that person is not brain dead. And the official story is that Anne Heche was rushed to the hospital in a coma, and that her death was reportedly due to anoxic brain injury. In other words, she supposedly suffered fatal head trauma at the immediate moment of the crash. And that is a lie. It's not true. She was alive. There's the video evidence. There's the proof. Lots of questions remain. Erin Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right. So many questions, actually. One thing that we do know is not a conspiracy theory is that this corporate government crime syndicate is stealing your money. Hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. Did you have a vote on that, by the way? Hey, I have an idea. Let's all send hundreds of billions of dollars over to Ukraine, this crap hole country that makes no difference to America, and help them to conceal the satanic pedophilia cabal there. Oh, and the bioweapons labs. We don't want to know about those, right? No, we didn't have a say in that. That is theft. Theft by taxation, criminal taxation by the corporate government crime syndicate. The illusion that you're saving money, yeah, sure, you are. For your own demise, for your own death, that's why you need gold and silver. Get out of this system that they are inevitably going to reset and everybody will be at zero. You better have gold and silver. Get it from GoldCo, the trusted Stu Peters platform. Gold merchants are GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. And because you are coming from the Stu Peters Show, they will give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. If you have more than 50 grand in your 401k, your IRA, or your savings account, it is at risk, imminent risk. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, and this corporate government crime syndicate theft. Taiwan on the brink, full recession happening. Get gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. So the Mac store owner who brought Hunter Biden's laptop from hell to the world is now revealing how the FBI threatened him to try to keep the story buried. Surprise, surprise. John Paul Mac Isaac ran a Mac shop in Wilmington, Delaware in 2019 when out of the blue, Hunter Biden left his laptop there and then promptly forgot about it. Well, when J.P. Isaac realized what kind of criminal content was on the laptop, he offered to turn it over to the feds. What he ended up getting was an incredibly menacing visit from two agents. While the agents were there, he cracked a joke about changing their names when he wrote a book about the whole experience. At that point, he says one of the agents simply turned to him and said, quote, "It's our experience that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things." In other words, stay quiet about this, or maybe you'll suffer an unexpected suicide or mysterious car wreck. Anne Heche. Of course, Mac Isaac turned the laptop over to the FBI with the expectation that they would actually investigate what was on it, but instead they did nothing, because covering things up was the plan all along. Luckily for us, Mac Isaac made a copy of its contents, which is the only reason that we know anything about Hunter's actions at all. Our own law enforcement agents have been silently protecting the powerful instead of holding them to account probably for decades. You can read all about J.P. Mac Isaac's experience in his new book, American Injustice, My Battle to Expose the Truth. Be sure to check it out. But we're not just having him on to discuss that. Thanks to his experience with the FBI, he's also well prepared to discuss the FBI's flagrant corruption on other topics. Like, I don't know, a recent raid at Mar-a-Lago. Every day, really every hour, we learn more details about this raid. And all of these details expose how far astray the FBI has gone from its mission. On Monday, we learned that the key national security documents the FBI seized included some of President Trump's personal passports. We've also learned that one of the FBI officials who oversaw the raid also signed affidavits assisting in the persecution of January 6 attendees. Shocker. John Paul Mac Isaac joins us now to discuss this. John Paul, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
So the threats that you're now revealing, this is just basically indicative of a much broader and much deeper corruption with this rogue agency, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it was the culmination of my experience and my family's experience with the FBI during this whole ordeal. From the time the FBI kicked my dad out of their field office on October 9th of 2019, when he tried to hand over a copy of the drive, to when they showed up at my shop and instead of bringing a tech guy, they showed up with a subpoena and said, we're just taking everything. And I don't think that they had ever dealt with somebody that was so excited to have a subpoena, to have this stuff taken from their possession, because they definitely seemed strange, but it threw up a lot of red flags. Unfortunately, they started calling me several hours after they took Hunter's laptop because they needed tech support. They couldn't get into it. They didn't have a charger. There was like 3 or 4 phone calls. And I figured that by that point, I was concerned that I had made a horrible decision in handing over that laptop to the FBI. But then I figured I don't want to end up like Roger Stone or anybody else. I had to cooperate. So I cooperated with the FBI at that point because I figured I don't think this laptop's going to be put in an evidence locker or handed to the White House's evidence in the impeachment trial. So I didn't know what to do at that point.
And so since then, I mean, obviously there's copies of the laptop all over the place. Things are coming out. The masses are now aware of what's happening. The mainstream press is very reluctant to report on any of it. And the FBI still has pursued no criminal investigation against Hunter Biden for the blatant criminal activity and the evidence of it on this laptop.
Well, they seem to have their hands full going after conservatives. I mean, I'm surprised what happened at Mar-a-Lago happened now as opposed to months after Biden took office. We've seen the weaponization of that federal agency over the past, the entire Trump administration. The reason why I made a copy of that drive was because I had seen the prior January, Roger Stone being televised, his raid, the 3 years of the Mueller investigation, which we all now know is just phony, and the FBI played a huge hand in that. So I had to make a copy of the drive. I believe in the system. I think that the system's broken.
100%. It's fake. The FBI doesn't even have a charter, for crying out loud. Nobody can show us the charter for the FBI. I think there's a jot form going around petitioning the government, aka the corporate government crime syndicate, to show us where the charter is for the FBI. Where do they get their power from? Who appointed them this power to run around arresting people, trumping up charges, and incarcerating people without due process? What about spying on you? Do you think that you've been under the microscope since this?
Well, I definitely felt ever since my interaction, especially after watching the impeachment trial and realizing that the FBI was never going to admit that laptop as evidence, and that they cared more about protecting the Bidens than they would ever care about protecting me. So I kind of laid low and I sent my father and my uncle to knock on doors of members of Congress to try to get their attention. It was finally in August, late August, when I decided that enough was enough, and I'm just going to give a copy of the drive to the lawyer for the President of the United States, and that was Rudy Giuliani. And I reached out to Rudy Giuliani on about the 25th, I think, of August. And then I eventually overnighted a drive on the 28th. And with the whistleblowers that have come out that have approached Grassley and Johnson's office, we have now learned that in August, a FBI employee named Brian Auden labeled my information, the intel that I had provided, that they had labeled it Russian disinformation. And we know from a congressional testimony from Zuckerberg, it was late summer that the FBI warned Facebook, Twitter, and Google to be on the lookout for a massive dump of foreign intelligence that's going to go after a political candidate. So the FBI gave social media, possibly mainstream media, a heads up to be ready. And if they did this at the end of August, if they did it after I mailed the copy of the drive and after I made contact with Rudy Giuliani's office, that could mean that only one thing. And there better be a FISA court for spying on Rudy Giuliani or spying on the lawyer for the president.
Do you anticipate that that's going to happen?
You know, I'm working as close as I can with members of Congress right now to provide them every piece of detail. I mean, I'm a big nerd. I kept every email, every text message, everything. So I've been providing that intel to Congress, and I'm hoping that they're going to be active in holding the FBI accountable.
What has been the response from these House members that you've been in discussion with?
You know, they pick up the phone now, and they call me. So that's good. That's definitely a step in the right direction compared to early 2020 when my father and my uncle were reaching out to them for help. They've been very receptive, and they have my full support. So I think the fact that members are what I suspect are employees of the FBI that are these whistleblowers that have come forward. They tell me that the core might be rotten, but there's a lot of rank and file that are still good people and they're doing the right thing. And I still will say, if the FBI wants to approach me to, if they've lost a laptop in a river, I have the copy my father tried to give the FBI in October of 2019. That copy has not made it around the world and been through many members of the press. It's been untouched and it predates Rudy's copy. So if the FBI ever wants to revisit this, they know where I live.
So where does this go from here? If they say, well, no, we're just not interested in revisiting this, is this thing just dead in the court of public opinion while people just scream and cry out, look at this? And we've got sitting U.S. congressional, you know, House members and senators that are just, are they too afraid? I mean, I guess I just don't understand why this thing is dead in the water. Where does it go?
Well, I don't think it's dead in the water. I think there's posturing. I think we're trying to figure out what exactly happened in Mar-a-Lago to figure out what's going on, like who these players are. And if we can get to the bottom, if we can find out who was the person that actually told social mainstream media to be on the lookout, who's the entity that decided to label this Russian disinformation, not the guy that typed it into the computer, the person that told the 51 intelligence pillars in our community that this was all Russianness. We need to get to the bottom of that. If it means holding them accountable in a court of law, I have the America Project that's funding my lawsuits. We've been given a large list of people to add to that lawsuit that are affiliated with the FBI. So I'm looking forward to putting pressure on them in the court of law. I wrote a book to document my entire ordeal, and then hopefully it'll be out before the election as a cautionary tale to this is what can happen when your mainstream, your social media, and your federal agencies get together to collude a story.
You know, in a serious country, in a real country where everything isn't fake, you would be revered as a hero by virtually everybody in the country. I mean, you have this material that was designed and intended to be hidden from the masses for a very long time, which implicates the president of the United States, allegedly the guy that was installed after a Marxist coup. I know how that thing goes. So an illegitimate pedophile is in the White House. And now we know that based on the information that you brought forward. And so I'm just wondering, in your personal life, what groups are they that are against this that have threatened you besides, of course, the corrupt FBI?
I've been attacked. The IRS has audited me. That's, you know, the fact that they've added 87,000 new applicants. I'm actually unemployed, so I'm thinking about maybe applying to the IRS.
I think it's a great idea. I tried to
apply for the FBI when I was trying to battle to get my unemployment because the state of Delaware decided to keep throwing my file away. So they, you know, I'm getting attacked gently by federal agencies and state agencies. Nothing militant yet. But again, I'm keeping a low profile as far as that goes. So, you know, it's a system. It's a system that's had decades to probably mature, and it's designed to destroy their political enemies and protect their elite. And if we can figure out who's at the bottom of it, then this is what I do for a living now.
So in your book, American Justice, My Battle to Expose the Truth, what are the battles that you're facing, and what is the truth that you are trying to expose that broadly the rest of the country is unaware of at this point? Can you give us a sneak peek?
Well, for me, the title is American Injustice. Obviously, I think that I suffered an injustice, but I think we all as a nation, the fact that the collusion between our mainstream social and media and federal agencies blocked an important story that didn't just have consequences for me, it had consequences for the nation. I think that for me, the truth was initially just trying to get what I perceived as criminal evidence to the authorities. And then when I couldn't get it to the authorities, I tried to get it to other members of our government. When that failed, I tried to get it to the president. When I succeeded with that, the repercussions, that became the new truth. The idea that we're so close to socialism right now with state-run social and mainstream media that they were able to pull this off. And that's the truth I want the American people to take away, is that this is bigger than what I went through. This affects the nation. And with 86% of people getting their news through digital devices, to know that there's a filter over those devices that somebody has control of that may not have their best interest, that's scary.
So what press agencies and outfits and news networks did you go to originally with this laptop?
I still feel that it was never my responsibility to share the contents of the laptop with the media. I was trying to get this to the authorities or people of authority. And I still feel that way. There's journalists out there that have done a great job of covering the contents of the laptop. There's been some journalists out there that have been pretty bold in their claims of what's on the laptop. So it's kind of, I'll let that world share. It's out there. Everybody's seen it. I still don't think it's my responsibility to share with the media. So I've never.
Well, I think that's great. And that's, yeah, that you did exactly what you should have done. But you said that there are some out there, journalists, who have been very bold, is the word that you used, in exposing what's on the laptop. As of now, have you seen any journalists that have fabricated anything? Or widely, is what's being broadcast by these bold journalists a correct depiction of what's on the laptop?
When I say bold, I put that into two categories. People that publish without redactions or publish without being careful to what they're doing, and more of a carpet bombing, shock and awe kind of scenario. And then there's other people out there that are trying to fabricate. I wouldn't call them journalists. I call them opportunists, but they try to fabricate things, try to insert content into the laptop to either for their own nefarious reasons, or what I have a bigger fear of is trying to taint the legally acquired data on the laptop with stuff that might not be legally acquired. And then everything I've lost is thrown away because this laptop will never be admitted as evidence.
What's next for JP Isaac?
Well, I'm trying to sell a book, which is new for me. And then I've got my legal battles. I'm helping Congress to do what we can to hold the FBI accountable. That gives me a pretty big, fills out my week pretty good.
Well, I don't want a free copy of the book. I'm going to order one and I'm going to pay for it because I know that it'll help to fund your battle to combat the FBI, which is something that I think should be a number one focus in this country right now. This agency is completely rogue. They've gone totally off the rails. They have strayed from their mission, whatever it was to begin with. And this is a Gestapo group of brown shirt, storm shock trooper enforcers that's being used to carry out war against political dissidents in this country. And so I'm going to buy it. I think everybody else here should as well. American Injustice, My Battle to Expose the Truth. JP, where can people find the book?
It's on Amazon. And if you don't like Bezos, you can find it on Borders. And so it's out there. Somebody's narrating it right now. They wanted to know if I wanted to narrate it. I'm like, do you know how hard it would be for a visually impaired person to read words and then speak them clearly at the same time? It's just not going to happen. So
got it. Get the book, support this, and thank you for your fight, and thank you for not backing down against the FBI. So many people get paralyzed in fear because they think that they could end up just like the January Sixers, who are incarcerated without due process, still sitting there almost 2 years later for basically walking around and guided by cops who let them in and then ushered them in and then took selfies with them. Unbelievable. JP Isaac, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course, anytime. I want to talk to you about something that's really helped me in my daily life, to be a better dad, to be better on the program, to be a better writer. All of those things come from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the nootropics brain supplements that I have been telling you about. So what I originally did was went to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters when we got set up with them, and I filled out the custom questionnaire that you will also fill out. It's how do you process information? How do you go about your daily life? How do you think? What do you do for a living? You know, all of these things contribute to the deciding factor of how Nootopia then puts together a custom brain supplement package for you, whether you want to be more creative, maybe you want to be more focused, more driven. It helps you to be a better husband, a better wife, a better parent, a better coworker, employee, a better boss. So whether you're a C-level executive or an entrepreneur, business owner, or a MacBook store owner, you're obviously dealing with distractions all day long. You got to be on your A game, and these supplements put you on your A game. They make you feel great, like super sharp. Nothing will get by you. Nobody can dupe you. Nobody will pull the wool over your eyes. From the minute you pop your eyes open in the morning, you'll be on your A game. Be dominant in the brain. Have a strong cognitive function throughout the day. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. These are 100% safe, 100% legal, 100% non-addictive. I really believe in them because I use them. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters and try it for yourself. Fill out the questionnaire, learn a lot about yourself, and give it a shot. Give it one shot. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Mike, it's time for more updates from the steadily less free country of Australia. On Monday, Moderna announced that it will be building its first mRNA manufacturing facility in the suburbs of Melbourne at Monash University. It's great. In the state of Queensland, meanwhile, a company called Vaxis is building a facility for manufacturing needleless shots that can be administered without an injection and potentially without someone's knowledge. But there are more than just vaccine-related shenanigans unfolding in the land down under. The Australian Central Bank is also launching what it calls a year-long experiment in a government-run digital currency inspired by cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The difference, of course, is that the government-run digital currency can track every single transaction ever made with it. The long-term goal is to force all purchases to be made digitally and abolish cash entirely. Get away with that stuff. Obviously, then the government can track literally all economic activity. Maria Z is our correspondent in Australia tracking all of this, and she joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu. Yes, the Reserve Bank of Australia has taken a big step towards digital currency, which is their pilot that they're launching. As you said, it will go for 1 year. Now, mainstream media reports, the Reserve Bank of Australia is launching this new project to explore whether a digital version of the Australian dollar issued by the central bank can help to, listen to this, create digital assets markets for commodities, fixed income products, or carbon credits. Carbon credits, which are, of course, not actually helping the climate, but you pay a little bit more and you get away with your carbon emissions.
So if you've got a 1971 Chevy Nova with a four-barrel carburetor, you're going to lose some serious points.
Absolutely. So the central bank digital currency will be a real claim on the Reserve Bank, meaning that it will actually be recognized as legal currency. I went digging a little bit further into where this actually comes from originally, Stu. There is a report called The Future of Financial Infrastructure of 2016 issued by the World Economic Forum.
Ah, this climate change bill. Is that what it is? Weird.
Essentially, this document discusses how imperative digital ID is to the success of this technology. It also states that 80% of banks will initiate distributed ledger technology by 2017. And the list of subject matter experts, surprise, surprise, is full of Australian banks and financial institutions. Get this though, Stu, one of the major institutions on this list just sent an email to their customers asking if they would be willing to be microchipped. Now, I shared the link that was in that email saying that this financial institution is reportedly doing this. Now, you can't find the page. It says that we've looked up and down. Sorry, we can't find the page that you're requesting where they are asking people to get microchipped. Our Prime Minister, how does this all link in? You mentioned it. These injections. We are now going to be producing 100 million doses of Moderna out of Australia. Vaxis told us that they would be producing 300 million doses of these needleless injections. They essentially just look like a Band-Aid. Why do we need 400 million doses of vaccines coming out of Australia? Well, it's quite simple, really. This is all linked to digital ID. This is linked to the fact that we already know the patents, as per what Karen Kingston showed us, this will be a never-ending cycle of injections. It's not just about COVID-19. It'll be monkeypox. It'll be the next thing that they concoct. All the other bioweapon viruses, so-called viruses that they plan to unleash, and you will have to keep getting injected in order to maintain your digital ID. Australia's already said that by November, you legally cannot operate a company if you don't have a digital ID. This will not be a choice. So independence for people will not even exist. And it will be linked to these injections, Stu.
Unbelievable. Maria Z, thank you so much. It all fits into a bigger Great Reset, New World Order agenda for Australia and the rest of the previously free countries on the planet. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven'sHarvest.com.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. So for all of you men out there, for all of the male viewers and listeners of the Stu Peters Show, we have some unfortunate news. You're not the man that your father was. Sure, maybe you're braver. Maybe you're more moral or smarter, or at least you think you are. Maybe you're a better husband. Maybe you're a better father. But biologically speaking, you are not the man that he is or was. And this is just science, it turns out. The traits that make men into men are vanishing. Scientists have been watching men's testosterone levels for decades, and those testosterone levels have been collapsing the entire time. A 2007 study estimated that testosterone levels have been falling for men by an average of 1% a year since at least the 1980s, and the drop hasn't stopped. Men in their 60s have better grip strength than young men in their 20s, who should be at the peak of their physical abilities. And unsurprisingly, falling testosterone levels has other side effects as well. Sperm counts are down, which along with the bioweapon clot shots may be driving the fertility crisis. Testosterone helps to fend off depression. It helps you to recover from injury faster. This might be why young men are more suicidal, less healthy, more obese. They're fat. They have no motivation to do anything, to be anything great. They just as soon lay on the couch in mom's basement and start a website called Right Wing Watch. And of course, it's hard to ignore the theory that lower testosterone is why more men claim to be gay or transgender. So what's causing all of this exactly? Well, that's one of the scariest things. We aren't really sure, at least officially. One theory is that the mass use of plastics has left plastic particles all over the environment, and then these plastics can get into our blood and mess up our hormones. Another theory is that our sedentary lifestyles and sugar-filled diets are making our bodies go haywire. But for now, we don't know the answer for sure. And while this ought to be one of the biggest crises facing the world, science is mostly ignoring it. Surprise, surprise. Well, we're not going to ignore it. And one reason for optimism, medical science is making real advances too. In the science fiction movie Elysium, the civilization of the future has medical beds, med beds, that can cure any kind of cancer, regrow missing limbs, even reassemble a face that's been completely blasted apart. That was science fiction, though, right? No. Modern technology is getting closer and closer, and we now have our own remarkable med beds in top hospitals right now around the country. They're real, I think. Plus, we're also finding the role that certain hormones, proteins, and vitamins play in bodily health. Hormones like IGF-1, we talk about it on the program. It helps the body grow and heal, but depletes as we age. Well, 100 years ago, nobody had heard of it. Now you can buy it in supplements to improve your health. Christopher Key is the founder of VaccinePolice.com and joins us now to discuss more about the advances to be excited about. Christopher, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
What an amazing time. Amazing things are going on across the country, brother. And yes, our temples are being poisoned, I believe, by the water, the pesticides, the herbicides, the air, you name it. They're poisoning us with every single thing and twice on Sunday. And we, the people, have to take back our temple. And so, we've just done that.
Okay. So are these med beds real?
Stu, this technology is beyond real. And we have access to it, and we've just brought it to Boynton, Florida. And you can see it right behind me, brother. And the things that are happening with this bed is unbelievable. And Stu, you have to understand, I believe different than most, because I believe there is no disease. There is no cancer. There is no COVID. There is no Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or autism. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. When those cells quit communicating, it causes inflammation. And what we do is we don't heal anything here, Stu. You know, we don't treat, prevent, or cure anything. All we do is have frequency and fellowship, and people come in, and if those diseases go away, all I do is apologize to, and we say we're sorry. But if you want them to come back, go back to drinking your fluoridated water. Go back to taking in your poisons from the air, you know, taking in your genetically modified organisms. Because I promise you, they will come back, Stu, and we got to get away from Big Pharma. And then the hospitals, the sick care, they're done and finished. We're opening these clinics up in all 50 states, and we're doing everything in here, Stu, guess what? For free. F-R-E-E, brother. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I'm a little confused. I mean, how do you buy the equipment and remain operational if you're not charging anybody for any of this?
And you, the people out there, fund this operation. You do. This is why the vaccine police, we spent $35,000 on this bed. We got a $100,000 shower. You ever taken a $100,000 shower, Stu?
Negative. No. I'm a pretty blue collar, just middle class, hardworking American man. I don't do $100,000 showers.
Well, brother, when you take this $100,000 shower, your temple is going to be electrified, brother. We're doing what's supposed to have been done to the temple. But these satanic Luciferians have poisoned our temple. And we can't go preach God's word if we don't take back the temple. And that's why it's so important to educate yourself, to go learn about these technologies, because the ruling elite, they're using these devices. But we're bringing it to the masses, Stu. We're allowing anybody in the world, I got two people being checked out of hospitals right now, to come here and sit in the med bed, to come in and take the IGF-1, brother.
So in this movie, Elysium, this was science fiction, these med beds, was that predictive programming? I mean, did they already have this technology then?
Again, this technology has been around since the early 30s. This is the combination of Nikola Tesla and Royal Raymond Wright. And this is real. And we are doing it right here in Boynton, Florida. We're going to do it in every single state of the United States of America. We're going to have these, and we're giving it out to the people for free, brother.
So what do you say about people who have ailments, people who've been, for example, injected with this bioweapon that they're calling a safe and effective COVID vaccine?
Again, you have to give the body what it needs to rebuild, recover, and rejuvenate. And that's why when you were talking about testosterone and talking about IGF-1, that I believe is one of the best things in the world to rebuild the body. People don't know this, but your ruling elite, your plastic surgeons, you know, any anti-aging doctor out there in the country will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to stay beautiful, you want to do synthetic IGF-1. But again, you and I can't afford it. It costs $2,000 to $4,000 a month, brother. But again, they don't tell you when you inject it into your subcutaneous fat, your liver transfers it to IGF-1, brother. And we have deer in New Zealand where their antlers are the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow literally an inch a day. And we've been able to freeze dry that out, put into a lipo delivery system that our scientist has the patent for that gives your body 98% absorption. This is unheard of in the supplement industry, brother. But again, we have clinical studies to show when you spray the 100,000, it increases your IGF-1 levels clinically by 20%. If you do the 200, by 40%. If you do the 300, which is what you and I are doing, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%, brother. You do this, you come in and sit in the bed, you come sit in our sound bed, your temple is going to feel like nothing has ever felt before. And this is how we take down the deep state, because their sick care has been poisonous from day one, and they're poisonous with the food and the water. And we're coming here to get fellowship and get frequencies. And we give all the glory to God, brother. And it's all free, Stu. Every bit of it is free.
So where can people find your location in Boynton, Florida then? Do they just go to vaccine-police.com?
Vaccine-police.com. That's where you can go get the physical address. Anybody, come 205-936-9803. Come and see me. Come in and have the fellowship and whatnot. We do nothing. We heal absolutely nothing. We don't treat, prevent, cure anything. But if it goes away, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry, brother.
You and one other fella come on this program and just dox yourselves. Just give out your phone number on a national broadcast. I don't get it. Whatever. I mean, hey, you know what? You're doing this for free for people. This is why when we run commercials for vaccine police guys and we say, hey, donate to this group. These people, Christopher Key, namely, and the people that are now helping him have been around since almost the very beginning of the Stu Peters Show, been all over the place. It started with that school board meeting, advocating for kids. You're still advocating for children. You're putting billboards up and signs all over the place, letting people know about the clot shot. You guys have seen the vaccine police wrapped Mustang that's all over the country. Christopher has gone to jail trying to save you and your children. So I'm just going to say it. You got to donate to this guy. You got to donate to this group of people. And Christopher, I know that you're a humble guy, but I'm just going to say, everybody needs to go to vaccine-police.com and donate, because that's the only way that these things remain intact. That's the only way that they can survive, because legitimately he's offering these services for free. So if you go to vaccine-police.com, you travel down to Florida, you go in here, expect to pay absolutely nothing. And if Christopher Key charges you for anything, let me know and I'll hold him accountable. But until then, go to vaccine-police.com and make sure that you donate. What you're doing for humanity is awesome. I got about a minute left. Give you the final words, Chris.
Brother, 5,000 people called and wanted the paint chips. Remember me getting hit by the son of Satan, brother. These things are amazing. If you didn't get them, please text me again. I'll send them out. Anybody else still needs them, they're free. Give me your text, 205-936-9803. But, brother, I slept on this bed last night. My concussion is now gone. My torn rotator cuff is healed. I got a hernia. It's no more, brother. This stuff is crazy. It's unbelievable. And the masses, we are taking them down. The deep state seekers are out. This is the end of the cabal. This is the end of sick care. This is the end of pharmakia. It is over with. We are taking you down. Vaccine-police.com, 205-936-9803. Love you guys.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
We love talking about natural ways to stay healthy and to heal yourself. Stay away from big pharma and these toxic antipsychotics and antidepressants and freaking injections. Yuck. That's why this program has never and will never, ever take one single penny, not one stinking red cent, from big pharma or any of these big corporate globalist satanic conglomerates. Hell no. Well, as it turns out, there's an increase in stress and anxiety, and low mood and depression and sleepless nights, which all lead to an early grave, and there is a natural remedy to help combat all of those things, magnesium. We've been talking about it on this program. It really is the miracle mineral. Having the appropriate amounts and right types of magnesium in your body helps your body's functions like you would never believe. Combat low mood, combat sleepless nights, get the best rest that you have ever had. It's so important. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. There, you will find all the information plus the product ordering ability of Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical, crucial types and the exact right amounts of magnesium for your body every day. It's going to help to combat the depression and stress and anxiety that you're dealing with. You'll process differently. Your body will be functioning at levels like you have never seen before. I'm telling you, I can give you a personal testimony. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get 10% off when you use the promo code STUPETERS10 plus free shipping at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. If you have not been there yet, make sure that you get to the all-new StuPeters.com. It'll absolutely blow your mind. A mental earthquake. Plus, StuMerch.com. Yes, 100% USA-made, all-American. Not a single stitch or thread comes from any country outside of the great United States of America. High-quality stuff. Go there, StuMerch.com. I gotta have y'all advertising for the only platform of truth that remains. Speaking of platforms of truth, Carlos Cortez joins us now for the Money Minute. Tonight, he's going to give you an entire platform of truth, a free webinar. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You're going to be addressing the Gestapo, the brown-shirted armed IRS agents designed to attack us.
Yeah, it's been going on for centuries, I feel, but 87,000, we can't say we didn't warn people, Stu. I mean, you don't own your IRAs and 401ks, the government does. And now they have 87,000, you know, munchkins trying to go out and steal your IRAs. So we're going to be talking about how to protect your IRAs, how to get it out of the government's possession. Because if you have an IRA 401k, you literally have created a partnership with the government. So we want to teach our God-fearing American patriots how to decentralize their actual retirement assets and actually become a owner instead of a participant in a government-controlled account.
That's huge, honestly, because people have to escape this system. I've been saying it here for several weeks now that what we actually have here, by definition, is a corporate global government crime syndicate. It's where the government and the corporate sectors meet together to steal from the American people for everything that they have ever worked hard for. You got to protect it from that. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That is coming up directly after this show. Carlos Cortez, a Jesus-loving, God-fearing American patriot, a family man, a husband, a father, and an independent fiduciary that can help you out. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Till tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. Get over there! And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that sees to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!